Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. Last year was an extremely difficult year for mortgage markets. The housing sector weakened for the second year in a row with significant declines in housing starts and sales of new homes. Uncertainty and instability in the mortgage markets have captured the attention of the nation while taking its toll on the global economy. Problems with foreclosures and credit availability have been especially troublesome and at the forefront of public discussion. With us today to discuss his agency's critical efforts in helping to restore confidence and ensure ongoing liquidity in the mortgage markets is our very special guest, James Lockhart, Director of the Federal Housing Finance Agency. Welcome back to the program, Jim. It's been about almost 4 years now when you were back with Social Security Administration.
Well, thank you for inviting me back.
Great, great. Also joining us in our conversation is Jeff Smith, Director in IBM's Federal Civilian Practice. Good day, Jeff.
Good day.
Jim, since you lead a relatively new organization, perhaps you could start by telling us a bit more about the Federal Housing Finance Agency, or FHFA, and maybe a good place to start is with the predecessor organizations that now make up this agency.
Right. It was just signed into law on July 30th last year, the Federal Housing Finance Agency. It was an initiative that the administration probably had been working on since day one. It took a long time to pull it together, but it's basically combining the oversight for all the housing government-sponsored enterprises. And it combined OFAO, which was the Office of Federal Housing Enterprise Oversight that overlooked Fannie and Freddie, and then the Federal Housing Finance Board that overlooked the 12 federal home loan banks. And we also put, as part of the reorganization and the creation of the new agency, we brought in a team from HUD as well.
Now, before we go on, I heard you use this term government-sponsored enterprises, and we'll probably use the acronym GSEs a bit later on. Could you just take a moment and kind of tell us what these organizations are and how do they differ from a typical government entity?
Well, government-sponsored enterprises are sponsored, not owned by the government. In fact, they're owned by private sector shareholders. In the case of Fannie and Freddie, they're actually New York Stock Exchange listed. And in the case of the federal home loan banks, they were owned by financial institutions. But their sponsorship is that they have a mission. They have a government mission. And in this case, it's to keep liquidity, stability, and affordability in the housing markets. To do so, they actually, on a combined basis, these 14 entities have about $6.5 trillion worth of debt or mortgage-backed securities outstanding, which is significantly less than the publicly held debt of the United States.
Jim, before the creation of FHFA, you were the director of Office of Federal Housing Enterprise Oversight, or OFAO, as we mentioned a minute ago, which was the safety and soundness regulator of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Would you tell us about your responsibilities in that role and how they have changed?
Well, OFAO is still a very important part of the new agency. Freddie and Fannie are the key to the secondary mortgage market in this country. They buy loans from banks and then either keep them on their balance sheet or put them in mortgage-backed securities and sell them. We were and still are the regulator for those two companies, and that means we have examiners looking at all the issues in these companies. They've had historically some significant problems. When I took over about 2.5 years ago, neither of them could actually put out quarterly statements. It took them until early last year to actually be able to become timely reporters. We spent a lot of time trying to remediate the two companies and working with them to make them more safe and more sound.
Now, I also understand that you had spent some time over at the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. So I'm curious, how did you get started in your career and what brought you into government?
Well, I guess my first government experience is we were talking, it was in the Navy a long, long time ago, right out of college. But I joined the Bush 41 administration to run the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. I always had in my makeup some desire to do government service. And at that point, they were going through a very troubling time with a lot of bankruptcies, the airlines, LTV, Steel. And also, actually, the agency itself was unauditable and had a lot of problems that we were able to straighten out during that period.
And then you moved over to the Social Security Administration after
that? Yes, at the start of Bush 43, if you will. I took over as number two at Social Security, chief operating officer, deputy commissioner, and had a major responsibilities related to some of the significant programs that needed to be fixed, including the Supplemental Security Income Program. Which we did get off GAO's high-risk list, but also was the point person for Social Security reform.
Hmm. Now, recently, the Center for the Business of Government funded a case study on the President's Management Council, highlighting it as a proven innovation in the federal government. When you were at the Social Security Administration, you were on the President's Management Council. How has that experience influenced your approach at OFEO, and what are your thoughts on a PMC-like organization moving forward?
I think the President's Management Council is a really great innovation and the related President's Management Agenda. It really focused the deputies of all the major agencies and departments on management. And we worked very closely with OMB and Clay Johnson in particular, working through a lot of management issues that it's oftentimes, especially if you're a political appointee, you sort of get into the policy and some of the other things. But management is so critical and results are so critical in government. And it was really, I think it wasn't sung as well as it should have been. I think it really has contributed a lot to the progress we made in the government over the last few years. And certainly I brought that to OFEO and now FHFA. We actually are doing a pilot as a small agency with OMB to bring that same agenda to smaller agencies. And it's been very successful. We actually have a self-grading system, and we're getting to be some real greens. At Social Security, we are green across the boards, but we're making progress at FHFA as well.
That's great. Now, I also understand that aside from your work over at PBGC and SSA, that you also had spent some time in the private sector. So if you look at your experiences in the private sector and you look at also the work that you've done in the public sector, how have they prepared you for your current leadership role and perhaps shaped your management style or your leadership style?
Well, I've had probably more experience in the private sector than the public sector. One thing I have really enjoyed about working in the government is the dedication of the people and the hard work. I've really enjoyed working with the government workforce. The experience, I think I bring a results-oriented approach. I like to have a cooperative approach working with people, and I really have a sense of urgency that sometimes that's the one thing that's missing in my mind in government from time to time is that sense of urgency, partially because there's so many people overseeing people that people get a little risk-averse. But I think that's important to bring that and good management skills to government.
That's great. Why are Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac in conservatorship? We will ask Jim Lockhart, director of the Federal Housing Finance Agency, when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.